Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's get some extremely local news from Block Club Chicago. Seamus Toomey joining us now with the latest on Six Corners. What's happening there, Seamus?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, Six Corners has been the neighborhood in Chicago, in the Portage Park neighborhood, has been undergoing a lot of renovations. One of the biggest ones on the corner is the Sears, the old Art Deco building that was closed down a couple years ago. It's being turned into luxury apartments, but it ran into a big glitch over the summer. The city shut down the project because there were no permits pulled for a lot of the work, which is sort of a head-scratcher for a $90 million project that they hadn't got all their ducks in a row. But they just passed inspections just a couple days ago. The city lifted the stop work order, so the folks there in the Irving Park, Cicero, Milwaukee Avenue neighborhood will probably see the cranes moving again pretty soon. They'll get back to work. They're building a Target on the ground floor, luxury apartments above it, and trying to preserve a lot of the facade of the old Art Deco Sears building right there in Six Corners.
Yeah, that's good that they're doing that. Now to the Chicago Foodie Lovers Tour controversy. This is trending on social media now, isn't it?
Yes, this one was kind of fun. A lot of talk, people on social media making fun of this Chicago is a Foodie Lovers Tour. It was an out-of-state company planned it, and you know, it hit a lot of places that, you know, maybe the tourists go to. I mean, we all like this stuff, but maybe not all at once. It was a Portillo's hot dog, a Garrett's pizza, an Al's Italian beef, a slice of pizza. But the problem was it was $532 for this foodies tour, and people did the math, and it was like, you know, this is about $70 worth of food, and they would take you to the Buckingham Plaza and the Wrigley Building, and then the CTA jumped in. They were making fun of it. They said, we can take you to these places for $5 on the L. So the tour got pulled. The company that said that posted it said, oh, it was a technical glitch and nobody had bought it, but another company reposted it at the same price or 23 cents less. So if you want to take a $530 tour to get some of these things that you can get anywhere, you know, go to Block Club Chicago, read more about it. But it seemed a little pricey.
Yeah, we like our food around here, but not that much. And finally, a well-deserved shout out to the U Chicago men's soccer team.
Yeah, this one's great. We talked a little bit about last week. The soccer team, men's soccer team, was headed to the Final Four. Well, they won it all over the weekend. They beat Williams College for the university's first national championship. Also of note, their coach, Julianne Sitch, became the first woman to ever lead a men's team to a national title in college. So congratulations to all of the Maroons, to Coach Sitch, and just a great season, their first undefeated season, and everyone was really proud of bringing a title home to Chicago.
Yes. Who says there are no good athletes there at the University of Chicago? Thank you, Seamus. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.